This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time once again for us to enjoy life as it exists. Here is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from News Talk Radio as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. Here we have the ladies of the DJV program. Sounds rather sultry, doesn't it? The ladies of the DJV program. All right, well, Victoria Keelan is one of the ladies, and so is Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the top 10 items. You know, we always go through the charts from the week, the stories, but we never get to the people who are ancillary to the story. So let's just, for the heck of it, spend a few minutes on the people list this week that's been published, starting at number 10 with Rudy Giuliani. Any comments from either of you? What else can you say about Rudy Giuliani other than he's Rudy Giuliani? Actually, looking very, I saw a picture of him. He looks really old. Have you noticed that? And then other than that, what is he bringing to the table for conversational purposes? He's just kind of, he's become a caricature of himself, don't you think?
I think in some ways, I think he's always been kind of a character, but I think obviously the reason he's on the list this week is because he's been one of the lawyers helping with the Trump campaign's legal fight in Pennsylvania, where they got a victory about some of the timing of some of the ballots received. So that's, he's been out there and kind of at the forefront. People like to talk to him. And you're right. I think they like to talk to him because he is a character. So
was he involved in filing the lawsuits in Arizona? The argument there was that the votes were incorrectly counted.
I don't know. I think that he's actually been focusing on Pennsylvania, but I think broadly I think it's the campaign that's filing the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So I think he's the one that's been on the ground in PA, but I'm sure he's part of the strategy about Arizona as well.
Well, just as an aside here, the number one item of the week, obviously, is the election aftermath. And the attorney general in Arizona says there's no evidence of any voter fraud there. And so it's not going to change the results.
Well, the Homeland Security, the cybersecurity and infrastructure, that agency that's part of Homeland Security, they had a whole coalition of federal, state, and electors or election directors, and they all said the same thing, that this is probably the most secure election we've ever had.
But they said because of foreign interference, they said it was the most secure election that we've had.
Right.
Keeping the foreign influence out this year. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Which was important. Yeah. But then a lot of those people, how many of those people now got fired? By Trump, from Homeland Security and that agency, there were several of them who got fired for saying that.
Well, that was before the statement. I think it's different. I think what people are questioning here is not necessarily foreign interference this time. The question is what's happening within the country, and there have been troubling things that I've heard that again had very little to do with Trump and Biden, and more about the security of our elections moving forward. Because as much as we want to just push forward and not think about this anymore, what I'm telling you right now, stuff that I'm hearing, very, very critical. The fact that we've outsourced our voting machines out of the country, why in the world would we allow Serbia, Canada,
Venezuela? Tell that story again for people who may not have heard it. That's a very important story. Tell that one again. You told it on the DJV program earlier this week.
On another program that I host, I was talking to someone from the Election Integrity Project, and so she was saying, I asked her about Dominion, because we've heard a lot in the last week about Dominion voting systems, which seem to be the ones that are getting the most criticism. They're the ones that are being looked at the hardest, because there's been some complaints around those systems, and they're used, I think it's 27 states, so they're used all over the country in multiple counties. And if you voted in person and it looked like an iPad, chances are it's probably like a Dominion system. And so the person I was talking to said, well, that system is made, it's a company that's based in Canada, has ties to Serbia, and they're the ones that are doing our election. And the thing that was most surprising to me is that the results from the Dominion machines are not accessed by the county or the municipality where the contract is served. Instead, it's sent to Dominion, it's sent to the corporate office, and then a report, basically an overview, a summary of the voting results are then sent back to the state. Now, that's problematic because you're adding an extra layer of people, whether that's a conspiracy, whether it's totally on the up and up, to me it doesn't sound like the best process. And so I asked her, I live in L.A. County, I said, is this what Los Angeles does? And she says, no, L.A. did their own proprietary software, and this company that they contracted with is based in Venezuela. I looked this up, and sure enough, Smartronic, it talked about an AP, Politico talked about it, a controversial decision by Los Angeles County to contract with a Venezuelan company that has had security risks throughout the years, is the one that's now doing our vote. I just feel like we can do better, and we should not have to worry about political chess being played in our elections. We should be able to trust the fact that our vote is being cast, that our vote is being counted, and we move on. But instead, there are a lot of questions. And for me, the reason that this resonates is because there have been questions in my brain since 2018 in California when I watched the results of the election come in. There was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense. And now it's happening on a national level.
Well, that's good to know, actually. I thought going back to Arizona for a minute, what the Republican AG said there is that people split their ticket. People voted for Republicans down the ballot, but they didn't vote for Trump or Martha McSally, and that's the reality. Just because that happened doesn't mean it's fraud. And I think, it did happen quite a number of places around the country. So there is that. That's the tie between Rudy, or the tie-in, Giuliani and his involvement in the election aftermath here as we put the pieces together of the charts for the weekend, November the 9th to the 13th here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace, equity, loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See policy letter, license in all 50 states, and LS Consumer Access.org, number 33.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Moving back into our focus on what's been going on in News Talk Radio world, I thought it was interesting to note, I just said these are the charts for the week ending November 13th, and this weekend, as this program airs, there is a free 3-day online summit with a lot of expert sessions on facilitation and coaching and community building called How Leaders Lead. This had been planned for quite a long time, but as we've been talking about leadership and how people set the tone in their lives, we look to leaders and what are real leaders, and this is supposed to focus on all of that good stuff, and they're going to make a podcast out of it after it's all over. So something to think about with your time if you have it this weekend. All right, number 9 on the people list, ladies. Mark Esper. Why would we be interested in him, Jennifer, Victoria?
Because he got fired. Yeah. He got fired from the White
House. See you later, alligator.
He was the Secretary of Defense that was walking around with his resignation letter in his pocket for the last couple of weeks. And that's because there was a big disagreement about the Insurrection Act between Mark Esper and President Trump. They were pretty much
what
on the
is
same
that
page.
Act?
The Insurrection Act is about the controls of the federal government when cities are under siege, essentially. So Portland,
how
Seattle.
Do you use
what the federal government's
soldiers.
Rule is in
yeah.
that, correct. Or the National Guard, really. Who can call for the National Guard? So there was a big disagreement. I think that President Trump was just waiting for the election to be over, and then he let him have it.
Right. Anybody make any... I didn't even know who this guy was. You know, a lot of times, defense secretaries, good, bad, or indifferent, we all know who they are. I didn't... This guy's name didn't
ring
a bell with me at all.
Wasn't this guy like a fill-in from the last guy, though?
Well, I mean, everybody's a fill-in.
No, but I mean, like, but in the revolving door of the Trump administration, he was a fill-in for someone else who'd gotten fired, right?
I don't know if he was acting or if he had been confirmed yet. I'm not, you know what, that's yeah. a good question. I'm not sure. I think he was confirmed, but I'd have to look it up.
All right, number 8 on the people list is Barack Obama. And what role did he play in getting his pal, friend, former sidekick, elected to the White House? He took a long time to jump in. Was that sage on his part? He didn't want to tip the scale.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
He
was he effective?
About him. I don't think I don't think he moved the needle, to be honest. And I think that's to Joe Biden's credit, because a lot of people in the beginning didn't think that Joe could pull this off without Obama there, basically like running with him, and that was not the case. So.
Right. Remember when Obama was running against Hillary, and he would say in almost every rally, I don't know who I'm running against. Am I running against Bill? Am I running against Hillary? Because Bill was out there pounding the pavement for Hillary, and sometimes the two of them would show up together, and Barack made that. He made
Bill,
that.
Bill and Barack do not like each other at all.
I think that's actually softened. I don't think that that's the case anymore.
I think you may be right about that.
They couldn't even be in the same room together, from what I heard. I mean, that was how bad it was.
I think that was then, and this is now. I'm not sure that's true. No. All right, next person on the list is Dr. Fauci. What's happening to him under the Biden administration? Because he's been through, what, 4 different administrations? He's had basically the same job.
That, right?
At least.
More than that? Yeah.
Yeah. So why is he not a part of the soon-to-be Biden administration? Or is that just... Why?
Well, I think that right now, I think he has become, you know, Trump hates him, and he's become very controversial in for whatever reason. But I think that he's a bit of a hot potato right now, so I don't think that... I think it was smart that Biden didn't... I mean, he's going to be working with the new task force. All the data is being shared, so it's not like he's not involved. But maybe, who knows, maybe after the inauguration, we'll see Fauci have a different position.
Is this the task force run by the guy who thinks we should be dead at 75?
Oh I think it's, that's not true.
I am far more concerned with the fact that the guy wants to help the world before he helps America. That's what concerns me more than anything.
Who, Emmanuel?
Yeah, he wants to send the vaccine out to the world instead of America.
How could somebody really say that and mean it? I mean, how do you do
know.
That?
And that's a question. I also don't know how Joe Biden has not
really said that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can read his quote if you want.
I'm not being critical. I'm just saying.
I don't know how Joe Biden has not put one epidemiologist around him on his coronavirus task force.
That's
he's surrounded
true.
With oncologists and professors.
There's an epidemiologist on the panel.
Time for a break. We continue in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into an overview of life in terms of the life of News Talk Radio this week. Every week we do this. The ladies from the DJB program, which we all work on together, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan here, spend the hour going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories and people lists every week at talkers.com. where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we're going through, we're taking a little different approach this week, taking the people list first, because oftentimes we don't get to it anyway, and relating that to some of the things that are on the story list. So number six on the people list is Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect. Very interesting. I had dinner last night with somebody from California, and they are Democrats, big-time Democrats, as a matter of fact. And they couldn't say enough bad about Kamala. This person was black that I was with last night. And I think you said this, Jennifer. I don't know where else it's been echoed, that she was busy putting people, low-level drug users, marijuana users, mostly blacks, by the thousands.
She has a lot of reckoning to do with that. That is...
Here's what I think about Kamala Harris.
Why does she even get on the ticket is what amazes me.
Because she's transactional, and she can be bought. And so this is the thing with Kamala, is that... And this is, you know, I think the right is trying to paint her as this person who is far left. And I think the reason they do it is because she is the farthest... She's the most progressive senator in the last 2 years. She's voted on the most progressive things. But she's doing that because that's who's paying her bills right now. She's owned by the far left, and that's what's disturbing to me. The problem is that coming up the ranks as Attorney General in California, she made a lot of really unpopular decisions with Democrats and Republicans based on who was funding her. So she, to get her numbers up for Attorney General, she went after young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she threw them in jail just so she could count arrests and prosecutions. Then when she had the opportunity to go after sexual offenders in the form of the former Mayor Filner in San Diego, who had 30 women with evidence say that he either raped or sexually assaulted them, she chose not to because they shared the same campaign manager. And then she had the opportunity to go after priests in the Catholic Church who also had a slew of accusations against
them. What kind of consciousness does a person like that have?
They
look,
can
none.
Do that.
That's
easily.
A lot of problem. The problem is that happens with prosecutors across the country. And so that's one of the biggest, that
shouldn't
was one
be
of the
elected,
biggest knocks.
Then.
Well,
right.
That was one of the biggest knocks against her, even from within my party. I mean, that's, you know, I'm the only registered Democrat here. So within the party, that was a big knock on her because we want police reform and you have someone who's a prosecutor with a really bad record. So, you know, that to me is the biggest knock on her. Forget her personality, forget anything else. That's the biggest knock on her.
Well, something to be said for that. Okay, let's keep moving here. Next up on the list, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, John Ossoff.
The Georgia Senate races.
The Georgia runoff group, yeah.
When Round zero.
The first week of January, right? Isn't that what
January,
it is?
January 2nd, I think.
5th?
Yeah,
yeah,
right? Oh, is it the 5th? Whatever it is, it's the first week of January.
Early January, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how this Perdue guy, I don't know, Doug, if you've been seeing him. He's the one who mocked Joe Biden for his stutter, and now the new ad about Chuck Schumer, and his opponent is John Ossoff, and they alter his nose. I mean, it was so anti-Semitic, it was ridiculous.
Ossoff is kind of
he doesn't deserve to be mocked for having a Jewish nose and having it exaggerated in a cartoon.
He's had no job. He's 35 years old.
Purdue?
John Ossoff. He's 35. He's only ever run for office. He's run for like three offices. That's what he's done for his experience is basically running and losing races. And so that's number one.
So how's he getting so close to Purdue that if he doesn't have?
He really didn't. I mean, here's the thing. It's the Georgia rule because you have to get 50% plus one. I mean, he lost by 3 percentage points, which in this day and age in politics is enough. The other guy is the one that I'm really concerned about. Warnock is like a total Marxist. He has talked about glowingly Fidel Castro. He's obstructed child abuse cases.
In
he went to jail
Georgia.
For that.
That would be an interesting reality. No
because
more about
they, him. Georgia's right. A changing landscape.
28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The suspects in the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia will have to wait for their trial behind bars. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, reacted to the ruling.
I'm relieved they were staying behind bars. Today was a good day. Ahmaud was confused. Ahmaud had no idea that he was under attack.
A Chatham County Superior Court judge denied Travis and Gregory McMichael bail after 2 days of arguments. The third suspect, their neighbor, Williams Roddy Bryan, was denied bail earlier. All three men face murder charges for the death of the young black man who was killed while out for a run. Cooper Jones told the judge she feared the father and son would do the same thing again if the court set them free. The decision to deny bail hinged on a piece of evidence already viewed by millions of people. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour, second half hour of the Talk Radio Roundup for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jari Akeelan is here. I know a lot of people like to hear from them as to what they're thinking about the issues of the week. We're going through the people list with a different approach, a little bit different approach to how we do this. Number four on the list, if you want a review of just joining us, Rudy Giuliani's at 10, Mark Esper 9, Barack Obama 8, Tony Fauci at 7, Kamala Harris at 6, all the people running in Georgia 5. So now we get down to Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, two Republican senators, McConnell leader in the Senate. So what's the issue with the two of them?
Well, I think Mitch McConnell made some news this week because he gave a speech basically saying that the Republicans would support President Trump to try to certify the election results. He also has been talking a lot about the Georgia Senate races. And Grassley, I'm not sure why he would be next to Mitch McConnell on that list, but some of the Republican senators, and I actually agree with them, as much as I think we need to wait for the election to be over, since we don't have a certified winner at this point, I think that both Biden and Trump should be getting national security briefings, and Biden had not been getting national security briefings, at least to date, and so some Republicans are coming out saying he should be able to at least have access to the information, and I think that's fair. I mean, if we don't, I mean, until, if we're waiting for a certified winner, and at in months or in years past, we have had one at this time and place, then I think both candidates should be getting the same updates and all of that so that they can plan for their either second term or for their first term. So I think some of the Republicans are making that argument, and I think they're right. I would imagine that's why Grass is on the list. He's one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, Bill Barr, the Attorney General, who jokingly said something about the election, or at least he said, when reported in some of the mainstream, so-called mainstream news outlets, that he wasn't going to acknowledge that, or he said something about when President Trump is
You're thinking of Mike Pompeo, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Sorry.
So Mike Pompeo said he made it. He was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and he said, yes, we'll have a smooth transition of power to a second term of President Trump.
Yeah, it was just,
very tongue-in-cheek, he kind of laughed. The reason that you're hearing about Bill Barr is because this week Bill Barr said if there are, and he was pretty fair, he said if there are broad and widespread instances of voter fraud, we will prosecute them, but we need to make sure that they are documented and, you know, and before we move forward on any of these. So it's not like a free-for-all throwing lawsuits at everybody or prosecutions at everybody. Instead, it's let's look and see what the legitimacy is. And I think that's what we want from the Department of Justice, to ensure our elections. I don't think we want to create evidence, but certainly we don't want to keep a blind eye to it as maybe we have in the past.
Right. Okay. That's good. That makes sense. Number two on the list is Donald Trump. First time he's been number two on the people list for eons, giving way to Joe Biden and the continuing focus on...
He hasn't said anything all week, that other than on Twitter. Trump has been... And they're telling him to do this on purpose because they want the legal arguments to play out, and they don't want him to step all over himself when it comes to what's being argued by many of his lawyers in the courtrooms, right? They don't want him to give away too much. They don't want him to make claims.
When you say give away too much, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of lawyers, when they go on TV, they'll never talk to you about the specifics of the case before the evidence is actually presented because they don't want to telescope it. They don't want to give the other side an opportunity to rebuff, right? They only allow what's discoverable, and basically that's what they talk about. But they don't talk about their argument, what their strategy is in arguing certain things with details and with evidence. So you don't want to get ahead of yourself before the stuff proceeds in the court. I think there's a real effort to pull Trump back. Now, I actually think as a Trump supporter, he needs to be out there.
Too bad they didn't do that.
They say next week that there'll be some rallies. And actually, in D.C. this weekend, there's a big rally to support Trump. So, we'll
why?
See,
what's the purpose of it?
I think to show people that they support him in the effort to make sure that everything was on the up and up.
Okay. Is it to make sure that, and I'm asking this not to be a rabble-rouser, but is it really to make sure everything's on the up and up, or to see if there isn't some way he can still win?
No, for me, it's about making it on the up and up.
I know,
I swear.
For you.
I think it's also a thank you. Look, Republicans are really coalesced behind the president. If he wants to run again in 2024, if he doesn't get reelected, I think there are going to be a ton of people behind him because he saved the Republican Party. And I know people like to poop all over him.
He remade the Republican Party, didn't he?
Yeah, but the Republican Party, yes, he did. He absolutely did. He gave the Republican Party.
He saved it for me.
When was the last time you voted for a Republican? It was George H.W. Bush.
George Bush, yeah, exactly.
Right. H.W., not even W.
That's not true. Nationally, that's the last time I voted a Republican.
Correct.
I did vote for the current governor of Massachusetts, who's a Republican. I wouldn't vote for him again, but Charlie Baker got my vote when he last ran. Yeah. He's a Republican. But the Trump supporters would say he's a rhino, a Republican in name only. I reject that whole inference, frankly, because I would like to have, I don't know whether it makes a difference whether I have a party affiliation or not. I was very connected to the Republican Party before I felt that it left me in the dust.
Known you since 2006. We have worked together. If you can,
you've known me for a lot longer than that, but you've known.
Well, yes, but we've worked together.
We've
talked almost every day since 2006.
Yes.
And I will tell you this: as soon as someone gets elected to office, you don't like them. So
you sound like McCann.
Whether it's your Republican governor,
because they never do what they say they're going to do. I like people who do what they say.
And that's
going
why
to
I
do.
Like Trump. Because he told us what he was going to do, he did it, and even under duress,
he didn't drain the swamp.
He had a lot of output.
I wanted the swamp drained. I was hoping he'd drain that damn swamp. Nope. Full of alligators and crocodiles.
And I think that's
still
what people are waking up to.
All right.
How deep it flows.
Yeah. All right. So the only thing we really haven't addressed here this week, because we've talked about all these people and how they're connected more or less to the political landscape, other than Fauci, who's connected to COVID. But I think there is a need for us to spend a good deal of time on the latest info. Although the other thing we didn't talk about was Veterans Day, which is number 5 on the story list. I think we could spend a minute or two on that and what's going on at the Supreme Court. Veterans Day, I've played this out so many times on the air, people are probably tired of hearing me say what I say about the Veterans Administration, but or how we treat our veterans. I will summarize for those of you who didn't hear what I said this week on the occasion of Veterans Day. Excuse me. I look at the amount of money that's being spent for the war machine, $700 billion. And in many circumstances, even some of the people that we've talked about during this hour don't want the things that are being proposed by the militarists, by the industrialists who work together and feather their own nest. They go back and forth just like other things. A lot of people from Lockheed or Boeing or whomever, they get jobs in the Pentagon and they come up with these ideas. Okay, let's build this, let's build that. So never has there been in the history of the military budget, the Defense Department budget, never, not one penny has ever been stricken from the budget for a proposed new plane, ship, because the argument is we've got to defend ourselves. However, when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon and the Defense Department, there are stories, people joke about it because so many billions of dollars are wasted. Imagine what would happen if we spent that money on the men and women who run all that apparatus, i.e. the men and women who put the uniform on, who go get shot at, who get their legs blown off, who get killed. No, we don't take care of them. We screw around with them. We make promises. We use them as a backdrop for our political opportunities and campaigns. And then we screw them to the wall because they don't have a unified voice. How many homeless vets do you think there are in America? Never mind America. How many homeless vets do you think there are in Los Angeles? In the thousands. And this is how
it's the tens of thousands, I think, in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah. Whatever the number is,
it's the highest
around the country.
In Los Angeles, yeah, it's the highest.
More, well, that's why I use it, because there's more vets in that are homeless and right down the street, by the way, from me in Santa Monica, on the Santa Monica line, is the Veterans Administration, right next to 405 at Wilshire Boulevard, huge complex. It does a pretty good job, but doesn't do a great job. And that's one of many. Most of the vets that you talk to will tell you that they don't get the services, any of them, that they need.
They're supposed to be allowed to camp on that land at that VA in Santa Monica. Homeless veterans are supposed to be able to set up a tent. They're supposed to be able to have safety and protection on that land. It's theirs. It's not even the government's, not the VAs. It's the vets. And you've had a lot of people, Ted Lieu, who's a congressman from that area, Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, from that district, who's come in and taken that property away, made it into parks, tried to get rid of them because the Olympics are coming, and he doesn't want his district to look
disgusting.
Messy.
It's disgusting. All right, so that's my rant on, and it is a rant, and I have a rant, and if you want to listen to the rant in its entirety, you can go to the DJV podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, and listen to me talk in detail about what I just alluded to. The genius of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is that Talkers Magazine comes up with a chart every week. This week, no exception, 52 weeks of the year, the top stories and the top people on the story list. At number 10, the continuing focus on our mental well-being in the surge of concerns, all the activities that have gone on this past year to shake us up. Number 9, Hurricane Eta, or Eta, some people have said. Number 8, reforming the public sector, like the police. Number 7, the educational situation, again, reformation time needed. The economy and the boom since the election of Joe Biden. Number 5, Veterans Day. Number 4, the Supreme Court on the Affordable Health Care Act. Number 3, COVID and what's going on with the vaccines. Number 2, the runoffs. And number 1, aftermath of the presidential election. At your service and on your side, on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. 44 after the hour, when we continue, yes, more on COVID as the Talk Radio Review does continue. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Optimism is good for your health, but what if you're pessimistic and have difficulty seeing the bright side of things?
Optimism is sort of a mindset.
Dr. Rich Asood says you can train your brain to make optimism a habit.
The brain is beautiful. The brain changes. We call it neuroplasticity.
So if you purposefully choose to think positively regularly,
eventually the brain will form new pathways.
And you will become more optimistic. Dr. Asood has three tips on how to start. Number one is gratitude.
Feeling grateful for things that are going right in life builds our optimism. Having a sense of meaning and purpose.
Two is self-worth.
How do we build self-worth? Well, surrounding ourselves with people who believe in us is a big one.
Finally, improve your health by exercising, eating right, and maintaining a healthy weight. Three ways to help train your brain to make optimism part of your everyday life. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
How do we raise kids who can survive this mad, mad world and make it better?
You know, being grateful is like armor because it keeps in mind the fact that you're not alone.
What happens when kids don't know they're loved?
I hated everything. I hated the whole world.
And how do you help kids recover when somebody hurts them?
There is a poison in the world called resentment.
I'm Carol Lloyd, and this is Like a Sponge, Great School's podcast for parents about the science of how kids flourish. This season, we take a sharp turn into the land of character, that stuff inside us that makes us strong, kind, brave, resilient, that stuff we want our kids to have an unlimited supply of before they inherit this divided nation we grown-ups have created.
Like a Sponge is distributed by PRX Radio and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The People List this week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At Talkers.com, you can find these lists every week. You can find Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. At number 10 this week on the People List, Rudy Giuliani. Mark Esper is at number 9. President or former President Obama is number 8 because of his memoir being released. Dr. Fauci is 7. Kamala Harris is 6. All the people in the runoff in Georgia are 5. Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate who are trying to get a focal point on let's get some relief going here. Number 3, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Number 2, Donald Trump. Now, isn't it interesting? This week, for the first time in literally years, Trump's not number 1. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, the president-elect, like it or not, that's the position that he's in, and he's number 1 on the People List at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the people in the story list here every week on The Countdown. All right, so it's another record week for virus cases. The cases hit the first Caribbean cruise since the pandemic started, so they're not going to do that much for that business, at least at the moment. The Sea Dream 1, 66 crew and 50 passengers. That's it?
Well, it's the reduced capacity. It's not a very large ship.
Yeah.
But, I don't know who thought it would be a good idea in November to get on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And it's mostly Americans, too. So.
Yeah, right. So why can't we model what we're doing after New Zealand? Have you noticed how novel and this is a model of...
You know why we can't do what New Zealand is doing. New Zealand is teeny tiny.
Well,
so
still.
Many. It's much, but not still. I mean, think about how many hundreds of millions more people we have than New Zealand. I mean, it's almost impossible to compare the two. It'd be much easier to contain a virus in a postage stamp compared to a shopping mall, and that's kind of what you're comparing.
We get back to the basics of the mask. I noticed that there was a description of what the best masks are. Find the one that won't let less than one micron out of the mask, and you're all set.
We have to stop expecting that government, and we should be fair, because if it is Joe Biden, we have to stop expecting.
It's personal responsibility.
No, but we have to stop expecting that government can solve this. Government cannot solve this. It can't. It's a virus.
Individual activities and responsibility, that's what it does. What does it? I think you're right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time now at 53 after the hour for Tech Talk. And this is the overview when we get to the end of the week of the hottest items, the top five tech stories of the week, as garnered by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the announcer during this portion of the program. So I'm going to announce number five, and Victoria is going to tell us what the hot tech gifts are so far listed for the holidays.
Yep, well, we're already into holiday shopping, and so this year is going to look a little bit different. NPD Group, which tracks sales of consumer products, says to expect a holiday filled with non-sexy products like computer monitors, external mice, keyboards, and even routers. So essentially, the trend is everyone's working from home. Most people are still working from home. A lot of kids are still doing distance learning, and essentially, families are stocking up on items that will make all of that easier. Router sales are up 50%, computer monitors are up 80%, and big screen TVs are up 35%. So NPD says that the biggest holiday gift this year will be the next generation video consoles from Sony and Microsoft. So that'll be the Sony PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox 5. New iPhones, which are generally not considered gifts, people usually buy them for themselves, those are actually predicted to be the biggest sellers of the holiday, along with Apple AirPods and other headsets. So if you are in the market for a new TV, this is actually a great time to buy one. The most popular size now in America is 65 inches, and they will be priced as low as $250 because they're so heavily discounted right now. So it's actually a great time of year. One thing that will be difficult to get a hand to get a hold of will be laptops. Those have been selling out throughout the year. So other than that, it looks like boring computer stuff.
All right, number four. What's going to happen to the streaming platform that belongs to Viacom, which owns CBS?
Right. So Viacom CBS is rebranding the streaming service CBS All Access, which I think most people are familiar with at this point. We've heard of it, but it's going to be called Paramount Plus. And this will be starting in 2021. It's a revamped streaming version. It will carry live sports, including NFL games that air on CBS, live news, thousands of films and TV shows. They're going to have other networks in there like Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and then everything that's from the current and back log of programming from CBS. So this is they already have right now on the free version of this called Pluto TV. They have about 28 million active users. That is free to use, but you have to sit through a bunch of ads. So Paramount Plus will be the premium service, and that will start up next year when you see the name change of CBS All Access. That's when you'll see the revamp of Paramount Plus.
Because Paramount has its own cable channel now. They have a lot of exclusive Paramount stuff on that channel alone. Number three, the Boring Company isn't so boring.
That's right. Elon Musk has the Boring Company, and this is the tunnel digging venture that he's been working on. His next project looks like it's going to be in Austin, Texas, where his other venture, Tesla, has announced that Austin will be the site for the next factory for making the electric cars. So the Boring Company is actually looking at the soil content, and apparently it's very favorable, and so they've actually started posting some jobs, and they'll be hiring 5,000 workers at an average salary of $47,000. So that's the next big thing that's going to hit Austin.
There you go. Number two, Uber's rolled out something new.
Uber is rolling out a new feature that lets customers book a ride 30 days in advance. It's called Uber Reserve. It's not completely new. It's just now in its own, it has its own name and it has its own section in the app. Lyft, the main competition for Uber, they also have a similar thing that lets you book 7 days ahead. But to be able to book 30 days ahead is really helpful for people who, you know, want to book a trip to the airport if people are flying, or if you want to book a car for a medical appointment or whatever. A lot of people use Uber and Lyft for that. So Uber Reserve has kicked off this week in 20 cities, and they are going to roll out as fast as they can because Uber has taken a huge hit with the pandemic. So they want to make sure that they get some of that business back.
Lyft is certainly, All right, number one this week, Ring recalling their doorbells. This is, wow, this is, look at the numbers here.
Yep, 350,000 Ring doorbells have been recalled. These are the second generation, and 8,700 of them were also sold in Canada. These are $100 doorbells. They're sold on, this is owned by Amazon. They're sold on the Ring's website between June 2020 and October 2020. So if you have a new Ring doorbell, go on to the website and see what they want you to do, because you will have to change the screws. The danger here is that some of them have caught fire. So if you don't want your house to burn down, make sure you know the serial number on the back of your Ring camera. And
are there listeners out there who would like to have their house burned down?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, good to know, Victoria.
Happy hunting.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.